Life Audio.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Kyle Norman. After a brief message from one of our sponsors, we will continue our Journey to the Cross series with a discussion of today's verse.
Hello, I'm Carol McCracken, and I'd like to invite you to join me and our team on the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. This podcast examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm excited to tell you about the new series the host team will share with you during this season of Lent. Each episode will be a journey to the cross. We will follow Jesus through some of His most significant steps in the Gospels, focusing on a particular verse as we always do. It'll be a progressive series. Join us daily as we follow Jesus doing what He was born to do to save us all. You can find us on Life Audio or whatever you listen to podcast content on.
Today's verse can be found in Luke chapter 23, verse 8. When Herod saw Jesus, he was greatly pleased, because for a long time he had been wanting to see Him. From what he had heard about Him, he hoped to see Jesus perform a sign of some sort. Herod's reaction to Jesus, it sounds nice. We read that Herod was pleased to see Him, that he had been wanting to see Jesus for quite some time. He had hoped that he could witness some of Jesus' power and majesty. What's wrong with that? All the right words are mentioned here. Shouldn't this be an attitude that we all have? I once had a friend in university who informed me he had finished reading the Gospels for the very first time. He wasn't a person of faith or spirituality, but something drew him to read the stories of Jesus. He remarked to me how much he liked Jesus. If the world just obeyed what he had taught, he remarked, the world would be in such a better place. And before I could agree with him, he went on, "Of course, I don't believe all the God stuff. Can you really take one without the other? Can you accept the miracles, but not the majesty?" See, my friend wanted to engage with the parts of Jesus that he felt entertaining and insightful, but leave the rest behind. And this is exactly what Herod does as well. For a long time, he had heard about this man who had been traveling throughout the region, teaching as no one else had taught, and performing astounding miracles in every town and region. And now, Jesus was before him, and he, Herod Antipas, the man with power and prestige, he could finally witness some of the wonders of this man. Of course, the unstated assumption here is that if Jesus would but dance to his tune, then he might be able to go free, because Herod is the man with the power. Jesus is the man without any. So he thinks. In Herod's mind, Jesus is simply a person to be used for his enjoyment. So perform, Jesus. Do what I want you to do and say what I want you to say. Mourn when I tell you to mourn and dance when I tell you to dance. Herod believed that Jesus was a man under his control, a man who should obey his instructions. Interestingly, this is the same attitude he had before John the Baptist. Herod had arrested John and put him in prison because he opposed his marriage. But then we read curiously that Herod was saddened by John's beheading because he enjoyed going to talk with him. See, Herod was entertained by John, but he wasn't convicted by him. He was pleased to listen to him, but not enough to repent or change his life. For Herod, the spiritual life was nothing more than a tool to prop up his own self-importance. The things of God and the people of God ultimately served his own self-interests. And that is the question and the challenge that we need to place before us as we continue our walk towards the cross. Do we accept Jesus? I mean, all of Jesus. Is he the Lord and God that we worship and follow, the one that we bow down before in humble homage? Or is he simply a sideshow performer, a miracle worker that we turn to when we want something magical to occur in our lives? Do we pray only when we want something? Do we turn to him only in despair? Do we seek his miracles, but not his majesty? Like Herod, many people try to take Jesus in bits and pieces. Some see Jesus as a teacher of ancient wisdom, a mere sage of yesteryear whose words we can admire. Well, the ones we agree with, anyway. Others believe Jesus to be simply a made-up figure, a character in a story that we can just dismiss from our lives. And others might see Jesus as nothing more than the divine friend and confidant, the one who will support us and get us, but not somebody who challenges us. Making Jesus a wonder worker who follows our lead is a mockery of his lordship. And Luke records that Jesus doesn't play this game. To do so would succumb to the devil's temptation to perform miracles in order to gain worldly power and accolades. It would be to work against the cross, and this is something Jesus will never do. So, he remains silent. Jesus gives no answers to Herod's self-focused questions. He refuses to perform signs and miracles that highlight Herod's power instead of the Father's. In the end, Herod turns around and mocks him and ridicules him, put a robe on him and sends him away, because if Jesus doesn't do what Herod wants, well then what good is he? This confrontation between Jesus and Herod helps us see the need to put Jesus in his place, his right place, as Lord of our lives. Looking to him for self-focused miracles does not open up our lives to the greatness of God. And if we really want to embrace Jesus and receive the blessings that he bestows upon us, then we need to follow him to the place where his power is truly revealed. And that's not in some fantastic display of wonder, but in the silent self-offering of his death on the cross. It is to that place that we follow and journey towards.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.